Okay, student, class is dismissed. You can go home now. Except you. Yeah, you. I need to speak with you in private. No, you're not in trouble. But I really need to have a talk with you. Is that alright? Good. Then come to me. We need to go to a more intimate place. Come in. Have you ever been in this room before? No? That's good. Take a seat on the couch. I'll join you in a second. Just let me lock the door so no one can interrupt us. Now, do you know why I want to speak with you? You have no idea. Are you sure? Okay then. You see, I've noticed that you have been acting a little strange lately. Your grades have dropped a lot and you used to have one of the best in class. And you barely speak with the rest of your classmates or participate in class. Tell me, is everything alright? Is there something that may be bothering you? It's okay, you can trust me. I only want the best for you. So if there is anything I can help you, please, tell me. So are you feeling a little sad? Okay, that's a start. It's totally normal to feel a little down sometimes. Is there any particular reason for you to feel like that? I promise I won't tell anyone. It could be a secret between you and me. I see, so you've just been feeling a little lonely lately. My dear boy, it's not unusual to feel like that from time to time. There is nothing wrong about that. And why do you think you're feeling like that? You think it's because no one cares about you? My sweet boy, that's sure it's not true. You don't believe me? Would you like to know a little secret? I also feel lonely sometimes. I feel like no one cares about me. But I try to focus on all the important people who are in my life. People who are always there for me. Even if I'm not in the mood to notice them. Or even appreciate them. Because those are the person who cares about you. What do you mean you don't have people like that in your life? Of course you have. No, I'm not just saying it to make you feel better. I'm being honest with you. You do have people who care about you. Like who? Well, people like me, of course. I'm your teacher, and you are my precious student. Even if you think you're alone in this world and no one understands you, I want you to know that you are important to me, that I deeply care about you. And I only want you to be happy. I know it may sound like a bunch of empty words for you, like a generic speech or some sort of random babbling to make you feel better. But those are my true feelings. I care about you and a lot of other people too, even if you don't believe me. Would you like to know another secret? We teachers are always talking about our students, and somehow we always end up talking about you and how precious you are to us. I bet you weren't expecting that. Your face has turned red all of a sudden. But it's true. My female colleagues are always talking about you, about how smart you are and obedient, and always paying attention to our classes. Such a good boy in general, unlike the rest of your classmates who doesn't seem to value the person who's trying to educate them. No, you know better. We really appreciate a nice boy like you who is willing to hear his teacher and obey every single one of her instructions. We also talk about how shy you are, about how nervous you get when we get too close to you. How your voice starts to crack and desperately try to avoid eye contact. Ah, but don't worry. We think this is rather cute Just show how honest your feelings are, even if you don't verbalize them. And you know another thing? My teachers also notice when a cute boy like you keeps giving lusty glances at our bodies. You turn all red again. I wonder why. We have noticed that you, above all the other students here, the only one who constantly keep watching us. And it's not like a normal stare, but the way you look at us, it's almost as if your eyes were full of lust and desire, wondering how we would like without our clothes. Of course we pretend we don't notice anything, but would you have imagined that a shy, cute student like you would have such naughty thoughts? You remember Miss Rebecca, the history teacher? She's always wearing those tight little blues. It's not like her clothes are too small, but that her massive breasts are just too big. No wonder how any piece of clothes could ever contain such huge, massive breasts. She's a clumsy woman. Her boobs are always interfering. She constantly drops things out of her desk. And when she's writing on the board, she doesn't notice how her bust is erasing part of what already wrote, and then her blues end up covering in chalk. And when she comes close to help a student, she can't avoid to press her massive jugs on their face. Has she ever done that to you? And how about Miss Erica, your math teacher? She wears the shorts and tight skirts, those beautiful elegant black stockings, and those high heels makes her legs look so long and sexy, don't you think? She's a really proud and strict woman, always demanding things to be done for yesterday. That's why she adores good and well-behaved students. Have you noticed how she moves when she's close to you? How her walk turns elegant and seductive, and now just casually drops her pencil, only to bend over and point her ass right in front of your face. I bet she would love to put your head between her thighs, don't you think? And of course, there is Miss J, the gym teacher. She only wears a tight top that barely hides her nipples, and those leggings which doesn't let that much for the imagination. Have you noticed she doesn't have the underwear mark? Do you think her tongue swallowing butt is hiding it, or maybe she's not even wearing, who knows? And of course, she has no shame in showing her rock-hard abdomen in public. She's a reserved girl, always with a serious look on her face. Nothing seems to bother her, but she has a soft spot for her students. She loves to play rough and with a lot of physical contact. And when someone crushes with her, she will take advantage and let every centimeter of her body be touched. She's strong too. She could easily carry you if she wanted. Aren't you a lucky one, being in a school full of beautiful and mature women, and all of them have the eye on you? They're like a pride of fearsome and angry lionesses, and you a small little lamb. How cute is that? So tell me, who is your favorite? Oh, come on. You must have one. You keep looking at their bodies with such lustful eyes. You sure have fallen in love with one of them already. Maybe you fantasize about her every night and you wish she could drag you to the darkness to take advantage for you while barely offering any resistance. I promise I won't tell anyone. So please tell me, who is the teacher who stole your heart? Who was that? I didn't hear you. Oh, so I am your favorite teacher, and not only that, you have a crush on me. Interesting. Very, very interesting. My dear boy, you have no idea how that makes me feel. You must feel embarrassed after telling me that. After all, you just gave me a love confession. But let me assure you, I'm very, very pleased with your answer. So, if I may, let me fulfill your fantasy. Take a taste of your virgin lips. Oh, my sweet boy, how did it feel? Did you enjoy it? I'm glad to hear that, but we are far from done. You see, I have one last little secret for you. I love you. Hi, my dear student. Your teacher has fallen in love with you. I still remember the first time I saw you. When I first walked into the classroom, my eyes pointed directly at you, the cute boy sitting alone with his face buried in his book, and when you turned up to me, we immediately made eye contact. I could perfectly see how embarrassed you got. It was the most adorable, sweet, cute thing I ever seen. That day I realized I wanted a cute boy all to myself. Why do you think I make you help me clean the classroom after class? Why do you think I keep company when you are alone in the recess? Why do you think I always walk in front of your desk while I swing my ass? Why do you think I press my breast against your face every time I hug you? And why do you think I wear these tight blouse about to pop out and this nice little skirt barely covering my big juicy ass and this bright red lipstick making my lips look extra plump and kissable? It's all for you, my dear student. I really want you. I really desire you. I really want to know more and more about you. You're more than my favorite student. You're the one I love. I want to be the only woman in your life. I want to be the one who cares about you, protect you, spoil you, and teach you so many things, and help you to grow into a nice, handsome man. Sounds nice, doesn't it? I'm so glad that you answered honestly to all my questions. I know it's difficult for a shy boy like you to express his feelings, especially in front of the woman who had a crush on. Thank you for being honest with me and for trusting me. You're special to me, and you have no idea how happy you made me. So why don't I give you a little reward for being so honest with me? Let me stand up right in front of you and take care of everything. I'm going to take off this tight blouse and get rid of this annoying skirt. So much better. That's right, my boy. I'm not wearing any underwear. I was hoping something like this finally happened, and I'm so happy that I was right. It feels so nice to be finally show you my naked body. You have no idea how long I've been dreaming of this moment. And I can see you're enjoying this too. What do you think, my dear boy? What do you think about your teacher's body? A big pair of beautiful breasts. A nice plump waist. Juicy succulent ass. Sexy pair of legs. And a wet cunt begging for your cock. But today I want to give you pleasure with my own mouth. Look at this, such a nice hard cock. And it's all for myself. You like this, my sweet boy? You like how your teacher is sucking your cock? That's it. Up and down, up and down. You're about to come, my boy. You're about to come in your teacher's mouth? Come on, baby. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth, yeah. Did it feel nice? You were like quite vocal there. Your moans were irresistibly cute. What? You're afraid someone could have heard us? My dear boy, do you think it's just a coincidence that this school is full of teachers who dress up and act like a bunch of whore? Do you think it's just a casualty that there just happened to be a random room that just happens to be soundproof? My dear student, the truth is that this school was made for women like me who are desperate to find a shy, submissive, well-behaved, and breathable boy like you so we can teach them, protect them, give them all the love they deserve. But don't get the wrong idea. Because what I told you earlier is true. I love you. And I really want the best for you. For both of us. But I won't force you to do something that you don't feel comfortable doing. So what do you say? Would you like to start a relationship with me? With your teacher? Good boy.